then they stay off work for a week because they tested positive, or they get long COVID, which is this new way of saying long flu, and so they don't go to work. And meanwhile, doctors are massively increasing the number of DNR notices they're putting on patients, do not resuscitate. So that, and in the UK, it is now, and once again, anybody who's listening and doesn't believe me can check this out quite easily. It is now a policy, government policy, that if you are unfit to look after yourself, in other words, you're unfit to do your own shopping,
right,
you can be killed. You can be deprived of medical care. You can be issued with a DNR notice if you're in hospital, and you will not be treated because you are deemed to be worthless. I'm not exaggerating. That's true. You can check it out. You just look for the NICE advice, NICE advice on do not resuscitate notices in the UK. Everything I'm telling you is honest truth, real truth. That is resulting in thousands more deaths. They're even putting young people in their 30s and 40s, if they're disabled in any way, they're given DNR notices too, because the plan is to get rid of people who are not considered to be productive. That ought to be terrifying people, but none of the newspapers, none of the broadcast media report on what's happening. And so the only people who know that it's happening are, as with the lockdowns, individuals who see granny in a nursing home or a care home or in hospital who is clearly being deprived of medical treatment, and they see her or him dying, and they only see one case. But if you look at the statistics, the lockdowns, way at the beginning, I said these lockdowns will kill far more people than the rebranded flu. And now I think even the medical establishment accepts that. But we have a medical establishment in the UK, to segue to another problem we've got, which is the alleged global warming. The medical establishment in the UK, their policy now is that we must consider global warming first and everything else second. And so it has been said that patient care must be reduced in through tests and treatment. We must reduce that because of the danger of global warming. An unproven, a fallacious myth of horrendous proportions, which it can be proved was planned in the 1960s, because the word was that they were then discussing ways to control the population and ways to control people. And one of the suggestions was war. And it was decided that the best way to go was to suggest that we were heading for some sort of climate apocalypse. So that is what we have. Global warming, which was then, because it didn't actually work out that way, they renamed it climate change. And now we're into net zero.
What,
now we're all into net zero.
What
means that,
yeah.
Sorry.
I wanted to ask you something. You've been around for a long time, and so you've seen many different decades, and you're older than I am. I'm 55, so I've seen some things, but you've seen many more things. The question is, what happened to the world?
What happened was, as I see it, I'm 76. What happened was that over the years, bit by bit, people have been trained. People have been lied to, people have been intellectually terrorized with bits and pieces of information from government departments and drug companies. I've been writing about this sort of stuff for over half a century, and I have seen it slowly happen, where if you try to tell the truth about something like vaccines, or even if you try to put an argument, if you try to have a debate, there has been no debate about vaccination, for example, in the UK for decades. The BBC their official policy, and again, it can easily be checked, the official policy is that they do not allow anyone who questions vaccination, any sort of vaccination, anybody who questions it or wants to debate it is not allowed on a BBC program. So slowly people have been trained with a constant barrage of information, disinformation, lies. And at the same time in the UK, for the last decade or two, we have been using, I don't know whether you do this in America, but I'm almost sure you do. The EU introduced a thing called recycling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've done that since the 1990s.
Yeah. Well, it's been very big in the UK, and it was introduced by the EU, the European version of the world government, which is coming, believe me, it's coming fast. The EU introduced recycling, and people were told that they had to sort their rubbish into 3, 4, 5, 6, up to 9 different parcels, boxes, and bags every week, except that the time period became 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So that people had to do this sorting and keep the stuff around their homes, and collections were cut, and people had to wash out their yogurt cartons, and they had to wash out. This is despite the fact that one of the biggest shortages in the world is fresh water. People had to use fresh drinking water to wash out their yogurt cartons, wash out their beer bottles, wash out their jam pots, wash out everything, sort all their rubbish into all these different packets as part of a recycling program. And it's been proven in the UK, of course, that this was a joke, a sick joke, because the recycling, having been sorted, it was far too expensive to use. So they've been taking it abroad, using vast amounts of fuel and so on, taking it abroad and dumping it in other countries, very often burned, sometimes just dumped in the streets. The plastic, the paper, the whatever that people sorted so carefully is taken abroad and dumped. The whole point of the recycling program is simply to train people to be compliant, to do what they were told, to believe the government. And that's one of the reasons why this has all happened. One of the causes of the apathy, what appears like apathy among people who have become collaborators in their own demise.
It happens all the time. One of the things I was going to ask you is, why are people so easily, not all people, but we're lucky in the United States and all throughout the world, a number of people said no to getting vaccinated, even though they took a lot of pressure and a lot of heat and many times lost their jobs. But why are the majority of people so easily swayed by people who continually try to hurt them and they can't recognize it? It's such mind boggling to me. I can't figure it out.
It is mind boggling, but it's because people have been educated. And that's the other thing, of course. Schools, teachers in schools have been teaching about global warming. They've been teaching about recycling.
Right.
They've been brainwashing children so that as those children grow up, they pressure their parents. Oh, we've got to recycle properly to save the planet. Otherwise, everybody's going to die and the polar bears will die. All of which is a lie, of course. And then as they grow up, then they accept anything they're told because they believe all the rubbish they're being told. And so people have been indoctrinated. We have got brainwashed populations. In America, people, I believe, have always been less susceptible. In Europe, people are very susceptible to these attempts to indoctrinate, and they have become zombies. They have accepted what they're told. You must have your jab because the government says you must have your jab, even though the people who are working for the government may be linked with drug companies or may be linked with Bill and Melinda Gates' Foundation, which has poured money into BBC, has a financial relationship with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Right.
The Guardian newspaper has a relationship with the Bill. Everywhere you look, there are these relationships. And of course, there are all these fact checkers coup and nothing of the sort. I investigated a few of the fact-checkers and found that they were being run by people who had no idea what they were doing, apart from the fact that they would just say that anything I said was a lie, because that's what they were told to say, and then given large amounts of money to say it. There are thousands of these fact-checkers now around the world who will look at anything you say, anything I say. Oh, he's just lying. Oh, he's just lying. Please, can I have another $1,000? Thanks very much. Oh, he's lying as well. Can I have another $1,000? There's no research behind the fact-checking. There's no attempt to equate what they believe with what I believe. They just say it's a lie. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And yet the people behind the fact-checkers say, well, you must listen to these fact-checkers because they're very important people and they will help you to discern the truth from all material that you get. Nobody says, well, actually, who is this fact-checker? I mean, I happen to have a medical degree. I worked as a GP. I have written and broadcast about medical matters, rights and so on, for over 50 years. Now, what's the fact-checker? Well, the fact-checker is actually a 16-year-old journalist who knows nothing about anything and who's no experience of anything, but he suddenly decides, because that's what he's paid to do, he suddenly decides that I'm wrong and he's right. It's madness. Absolute madness, Mike. The world has been turned upside down and inside out because people have accepted what they've been told because they don't realize that slowly, very slowly, bit by bit, for decades, the media has been lying to them. They know that politicians lie to them, but they don't realize just how much the media has been lying to them. I've had books published around the world. I've had books, but a few years ago, I've written a lot of columns. I wrote a column for a while for a Chinese newspaper. One week, I wrote different topics, obviously, every week. I wrote one week about vaccination. Paper printed it. One of these multi-million pound circulation. Bam! Within seconds, I got an email saying, sorry, we don't want your column anymore. Minutes later, I got a column from my publishers in China, my book publishers in China, where my books have been bestsellers for years. And the Chinese publishers wrote to me and said, we're terribly sorry, Vernon, but we can't publish your books. We've had to withdraw your books. We've been told by the government that we must withdraw your books from sale. We can't sell anymore, and we can't take any more of your books. And in fact, because of what's happened, we aren't allowed to have any foreign authors writing on health medical topics either. So that was what happened in China to me years ago, and I thought, well, that's terrible, that's awful. Same thing's happened to me in the last 2 years. I've had books published which have been withdrawn. I've had books which were published and available, which were actually then suddenly withdrawn. I've never known anything like it, even in all the censorship which I've known for a long time. It has got dramatically worse because they've paved the way. They've made it acceptable. And they've started the demonization very early. You mustn't believe these people, these mad doctors who tell you that the COVID jab hasn't been tested and doesn't work. You mustn't believe them. You must believe our nice doctors who know well also work for drug companies, but that means they know stuff, doesn't it? And so the population has been partly terrorized, much fear has been created, and the population has been made susceptible, and they've been made unable to differentiate between truth and government fiction because of the way they have been educated. And the only way out of this,
I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app.
Revvi, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with a Revvi card, perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revvi.com to see how the Revvi card can benefit you. Discover.revvi, there's two V's in that, R-E-V-V-I.com, discover.revvi.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revvi.com, that's discover.revvi.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revvi.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card, sometimes renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks, a Revvi card.
The only way out of all the horrors which I have written about and talked about for the last two and a half years, the only way out of this, I believe, is for people who understand and accept what you and I have been saying, is for them to spread the word. You have to convince other people that what's happening to them is bad, and that social credit, which is coming very, very fast, will destroy their freedom, destroy everything that they hold dear to them. It will destroy their privacy. It will destroy every part of their humanity. You look at what's happening in China. Look now at what is, this is what I want people to do. They don't believe what I'm saying, what you're saying. Look at what is happening in China, because that is what is going to be happening to you next year. It's not going to be 10 years down the line. It's next year. It's coming very, very fast, bit by bit. They have got a lot of people in positions of authority. The World Economic Forum has been very, very busy. And the Bilderbergers and all these other little groups of people who will never publicly debate, they'll never discuss what they're doing. Why are you having these private secret meetings of senior politicians and business people? Why won't you tell us what you discuss? Why won't you let us debate with whatever your decisions might be? Or why won't you tell us what your decisions are? Because it's all very secretive. And if you have secrets, which are made by elected officials, if they make secret decisions, well, it's not unreasonable to suspect that those secret decisions may well be linked to the sorts of things that are happening around us, the social credit, the mass vaccination programs with drugs which haven't been tested, which were never tested. They want to bring in a new type of COVID jab, and the drug company said, well, it will be much quicker if we do it without testing it.
You can't believe that they would do. I mean, they didn't even test it on animals. They just said, let's go. The humans can be the animals.
Normally, with a vaccine, it takes about 15 years to do the trials.
Right.
Because you have to tread very carefully. Because if you test a new drug, there's a new flu drug which is being tested on. I got this from the American government, actually. They're testing it effectively on 30 people. There's 15 people having a placebo, 30 people. If you test a new vaccine on 30 people and the vaccine kills one in 100, then there's a chance you won't even know about it. And then if you say, oh, yes, the new drug that we've tested is safe because we did do a trial. What they're now doing is they're doing trials on relatively small numbers of people, even with certain trials and so on. They're still far too small to pick up all the things that will happen. And then they're rolling it out to 7 billion people. Well, if you do a test, if you do a trial on a relatively small number of people, you're not going to pick up. A, you're not going to pick up things which affect, say, 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 people. Oh, only 1 in 1,000 people died of a heart attack after this. Yeah, well, you give it to 7 billion people and see how many people died of a heart attack. And you say, well, one of the things that I've been saying since they started this program, this vaccination program, which I was warning about back in 2020, the very first thing I did was to warn that there would be a forced vaccination program. And that's exactly what they did, because that was inevitable from what they were saying. And the problem was that right from the beginning, it was obvious that these things were going to cause problems. But they just banged it in on a massive global scale, even though they must have known, but they did know, that it was going to cause a lot of deaths. All these sportsmen, sportswomen, suddenly dropping dead. All these children, they're putting defibrillators in schools because of the number of children that were suddenly dropping down dead. Who ever heard of children in schools? I was a GP. I never in my life heard of children dropping dead in school. 10-year-old children suddenly dropping dead of heart attacks. If a child has a hereditary congenital heart problem, you would pick it up long before then. What on earth is happening, people might say. But they don't. They just say, oh, isn't it nice they put defibrillators in the schools so that when little Johnny has his heart attack, they'll be able to do something about it. They don't tie in the fact that they have to put the defibrillators, or they are putting the defibrillators in schools, because of the number of deaths caused by this jab, this untested jab that they're giving to thousands and thousands and millions of children without ever bothering to do any proper tests. It is an amazingly horrible... This is the biggest war in human history. This is not... This is bigger than World War I, it's bigger than World War II, it's bigger than all the wars in world history put together, because this is the end. If we lose this war, there is nothing else. There is no future, because they will never, ever go back. This is not a war where there will be an end in 5 years, because they say, oh, terribly sorry, we got it wrong. They will never, ever go back, Mike. If we don't win this now, we will never, ever win. The other day when we emailed one another, I said to you, don't say in advance that I'm coming on your program.
Right, that's right.
Almost every time I go on a radio or anything, I can't get on because, strangely, the phone line stopped working. The phone that was working perfectly well at both ends suddenly stopped working. That's why. That's what I call censorship. That's the sort of frightening level of censorship which we have now reached. I used to broadcast all the time on stuff like drugs and so on, because I wrote a lot of books about drugs and about drug problems. I had big newspaper columns, countries all around the world. 2.5 years, I haven't appeared on any mainstream program. I haven't appeared on nothing I've written would be printed or published anywhere by a mainstream publisher or a mainstream newspaper or magazine. People I used to know suddenly stopped replying to emails because they had been told you mustn't have anything to do with Hong Kong because it's dangerous. He's going to tell people all sorts of stuff which they really shouldn't know. You mustn't have anything to do. They don't say, well, let's get Hong Kong in and let's debate with him and let's make him look like an idiot, because they know they can't do that, because what I'm saying is true and what they're saying is a lie. So their answer is to stop me appearing on programs, stop me appearing on podcasts, talking to people like you, Mike. That's the only thing they can do. And that is scary. If that doesn't terrify people, it ought to. Because either I'm telling you a lot of lies, or you, the listener, should be terrified, because if what I'm saying is true, and it is, because you can check out everything I've said, and you'll find it's true. But why won't the opposition debate? Why won't they talk about it? Why won't they put their point of view and be prepared to contrast their point of view? And why won't they expose themselves to the public with their version of the truth and my version of the truth? Why won't they do that? They won't do that because they'll lose. Because I need about 10 or 15 minutes on mainstream media, and I would make people wonder. So I'm never going to have 10 or 15 minutes on mainstream media. I'm never going to have books published anymore by orthodox publishers. I'm never going to appear in a mainstream newspaper or magazine. And that, for me, is quite terrifying, because that's the level of censorship never known before. I'm not just talking about me, there are lots of other doctors as well who've also been suppressed and censored. And people should be worried about that. People should. The one and only thing that your listeners can do is to tell people, listen. For heaven's sake, listen. Do your own research. Please. It's our only hope. Otherwise, we're lost.
Well, I know you're short on time, but I want to do this again, if that's okay with you.
70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, et cetera. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it. But it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know. There's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain.
I'll be very happy to, Mike. But let's do it quietly.
Oh, yeah.
Don't promote it beforehand because they won't let me on again.
Yeah.
And I would like to your listeners. Yeah, sure. We're delighted.
It sounds great. And we'll keep promoting your videos, too. I know we get the word out. A lot of people love to hear what you have to say, and it's unfortunate that more people can't hear it. So we'll try to do our best to get it out to folks as well.
But there's two websites which are – there's no – subscription fees, there's no advertising, but I try to put every day I put stuff on about what's happening and what isn't being printed in the mainstream media, just to try to reach as many people as possible. Some people like to watch a video, some people like to read something. And all the transcripts, I've done over 215 videos now, all the ones on YouTube, of course, were taken down quite early on and banned. I'm actually banned from watching YouTube.
That might be a good thing.
Yeah, I never watched it anyway. But I actually can't watch. old music videos because I'm banned from YouTube. But I've done over 300 videos, and the transcripts, I stand by everything I've said in over 300 videos, and the transcripts are all on burnercommon.com. They're there for people to say, oh, yeah, well, they set that 2 years ago. Golly, that's come out. That's come true.
Yeah,
so I'm not hiding anything.
I think the one we use is vernoncommon.org. I think that's the one I go to. Yeah, it has everything.
Because they get hacked. As you can imagine, each one gets over 3,000, 5,000. One gets 3,000 average hacks a month, and mainly from your government, I'm afraid, and also from various sort of trying to close them down. So there's two.
Well, it's funny. You're not easy to find if you were, you know, but I understand it. I understand having to go underground. And they do that too. They force you to be not accessible for other people. And that makes it harder to get your message out. I mean, you know, I found you because I'm skilled at finding people, but, your average journalist wouldn't be able to do it.
No, they wouldn't. Because you can imagine, I get my emails closed down, and the hacking is the people who measure these things. They tell you who's doing the hacking, and rather a lot of it seems, I'm afraid, to come from governments rather than doing the individuals.
Well, we'll
anyway,
do it.
Thank you very much.
We'll do it again. And let's keep in touch behind the scenes, too. If anything happens or you want to get anything out, you just drop me a note. You know how to contact me, and we'll keep in touch.
Absolutely. Please do, because there's not many of us around, and we must do that. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Doctor. It was great. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Take care. Bye.
You have all seen it in documentaries. You've read about it in books. You've saw depictions of it in movies. This right here behind me, these train tracks,